politically and culturally during the period of Mayan history known as the Post-Classic, making it arguably the mightiest city ever built among the Mayans, and dwarfing the earlier regional superpowers of Tikal and Calakmul. The city's size and obvious power has attracted archaeological attention for decades, and that work is ongoing as more of the site is excavated, but Chichen Itza is also unique among other sites in Mesoamerica for the way it fused Mayan art and architecture with styles coming from the Toltec peoples around the area north of what is today Mexico City. While early archaeologists theorized that Chichen Itza might have been an eastern capital of an empire originating in the Toltec capital of Tula, the equivalent of considering Chichen to be the Byzantium to Tula's Rome, these theories have found little support in the archaeological record. Today, scholars tend to believe that the Toltec influence was based on trade and religious links. Regardless of the source, this Toltec influence fused with earlier Puuc Mayan forms to create unique art and a cosmopolitan city where goods, ideas, and people from across Mesoamerica met. The Mayan world is divided amongst the lowlands of the Yucatan Peninsula, Mexico's answer to Florida, jutting into the Gulf of Mexico, and the highlands of today's Guatemala, and the Mexican state of Chiapas. Chichen Itza is firmly located in the lowlands, close to the northern Gulf shore. Unlike Florida, which is in essence a glorified sandbar, the Yucatan is set on firm bedrock, a broad shelf of limestone and similar rocks called the Yucatan Shelf. Covering the peninsula is a thick tropical rainforest that is home to species like the tapir, jaguar, toucan, and scarlet macaws. This geology means that there are almost no topographically distinguishing marks on the landscape, so the pyramids of the ancient cities and the church spires of the new ones are the only break to the endless green monotony. Driving west from the modern tourist city of Cancun to the ruins of Chichen Itza, visitors cross a very flat landscape on arrow straight roads that seem to run through an endless canyon of jungle green. The geography of this landscape defines much of what was, and still is possible, agriculturally and socially. Rainforests concentrate nutrients in the bodies of trees, leaving the soils relatively thin and poor, meaning the Mayans who lived in the area could benefit from the normal rainforest agricultural technique of Suidan. To understand better the techniques of the ancient residents of Chichen Itza, one need look no further than the contemporary Mayan community of Coba, living to the south and west of the ruins. The residents of Coba live densely packed into a small central town, much smaller than Chichen Itza, with small outlying settlements of a handful of buildings in the forest. The community of Coba owns the surrounding forest communally, and a farmers' council divides up land into milpas, fields which the individual then clears. Once cleared, the farmer searches the thin soil for places where the subsoil limestone is worn away into a soil-filled hole and then plants corn and other crops into these holes, with different crops needing holes of different depths. This gives the milpa a disorganized appearance, with crops scattered apparently randomly across its area. Archaeologist Ellen Kintz, who studied these contemporary Maya, has argued that the ancient Yucatan cities like Chichen Itza would have functioned in much the same way, only on a much wider scale. As the crops could never be planted densely, they had a need for a wide area to support the urban core, a reality which added to the Mayan system of scattered, independent city-states. Mayan farms produced a variety of crops, the staples being corn or maize, with beans and squashes. In some Mayan communities, cotton, cocoa, and honey were produced, and whatever wasn't used for basic living was traded. Along the coast of modern Belize, Maya agricultural practices included the use of irrigation ditches, mounded fields, and reclamation of swampland. These techniques would have ensured a very long period of productivity for agriculture. Just as modern Mexico has found it easy to construct straight highways across the jungle, so too did the ancient Maya. In fact, many of their highways, which were elevated above the surface of the jungle floor on a terrace-like structure, still exist today. They fanned out from Chichen Itza and her sister cities, not only connecting the different city-states, but also serving to connect the agricultural outlands with the core settlements. These roads allowed farmers to walk to and from their fields every day, since the pre-Columbian Mesoamericans had no domesticated pack animals. The urban